The annual International Music Festival, Colours of Austria, one of the biggest events of its kind in Central Europe, kicks off in the North Moravian city on Wednesday night. Amongst the biggest highlights of this year's edition is the US rock band Imaginary Dragons or the nine-time Grammy Awards winner Norah Jones. Ruth Frankova reports.
US band Imaginary Dragons are among the biggest names at this year's Colors of Ostrava Music Festival, which gets underway in a former mining and industrial complex in Dolní Vítkovice on Wednesday. The 16th edition of the festival is set to feature more than 130 bands. Zlata Holušová has been in charge of Colors since it was founded.
Na Colors není žádná kapela zbytečně a žádná kapela do počtu. Všechny jsou unikátní a úžasné.
At the Colors of Ostrava, there is no band that would just fill in space. All of them are really unique and special. So whatever you choose, you cannot really go wrong. Whatever music scene you choose, you'll get quality music and you may discover your new favorites.
Skvělá hudba a můžete si najít své nové miláčky.
The biggest headliner on Thursday will be the US singer and songwriter Norah Jones in what will be the first appearance of the nine-time Grammy Award winner in the Czech Republic. On Friday, the legendary Australian band Midnight Oil will take over the main stage. Last year, Colors of Ostrava launched a new discussion forum called Melting Pot, offering a series of lectures and panel discussions. Antonín Parma is in charge of its program.
This year we have 193 speakers from all over the world. If I should mention just some of them, it would be Mark Gunger, the popular U.S. pastor and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, or Ben C. Solomon, foreign correspondent for the New York Times. There will also be a number of world-renowned writers, political scientists, and economists. We'll also offer dance performances as well as free yoga training for the public by world-renowned teachers from Israel and the U.S.
Colors of Ostrava will culminate on Saturday night with a performance by the British band Jamiroquai. We're living in.